I fucking hate that countdown. It makes it so much harder. It just absolutely ruins it. It's fuck's sake.
It's cheesy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like
fucking cheesy.
It's like as if we're that professional that we need a countdown.
Three, two.
One,
yeah,
rolling. Yeah, because you know when they do it professionally, they always stop saying, they don't say one, they're like 5, 4, 3.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway, hey there, welcome to episode 87 of Cast Reflect. I'm your host Josh, and I'm joined by my two lovely co-hosts, Adam Lloyd-Smith and Connell Luke the Troop Jennings. How's it going?
Howdy.
I'm going to keep that bit in. Just for a little peek behind the curtain, do you know what I mean?
That's it.
How serious we take this at all times. How's it going? How are you doing? How are you, Con? All right?
Good, mate. Good. Busy at the moment. Not a huge amount of time for gaming, but trying to squeeze it in.
You got time for this, though, yeah? You haven't got a clock off, have you, in half an hour?
No.
Okay.
I'm here.
Good. You're like 20 minutes, max?
Yep. Yeah, you know. Ish.
Ish, if you're lucky. No, it's good. It's busy, isn't it? It's busy. How are you, Adam?
Yeah, I'm all good, man. Yeah, busy at work. And yeah, I've been playing, pretty much the same games that I did.
Nice.
From last time, yeah. More Battlefield, some Ark Raiders, which I need to dip into more. And Ball Pit again. Still playing Ball Pit.
We're all on the same stuff, I think, aren't we?
Actually, I've been playing a little bit of Goat Simulator 3.
Oh, nice, nice. Fair. How is that? Any good?
It's actually quite fun. So I was playing it with my nephew. He came over recently. He just said he wanted to try Goat Simulator because he saw it on the PlayStation.
So you just cracked on with him, did you?
And it's just carnage. It's just open world carnage. It takes the mick out of a lot of other games. Like, you've got the synchronizing the towers, like in Assassin's Creed. Start of the game, you're in the back of a trailer with a load of goats, and the farmer turns around and he's like, "Oh, you're awake." And like,
nice.
It's like a Skyrim nod.
Yeah, it's all of that sort of stuff. And like, everything is a reference to something. But after playing, like, and it was quite fun. Like, it's really stupid, but quite fun. I've just realized it actually would probably qualify for the main topic about this episode is, so
yes.
we'll revisit that.
Good. I like it.
So yeah, it literally just dawned on me. But what I realized it's actually quite good is a lot of the side missions that you do around the map change the map entirely, and then so like as you play and as you do more, you're sort of like, some bits will like blow up a chunk out of the map, another bit will like raise something out of the sea, and then they stay there, sort of thing. So then they're all just part of the open world map. So the more side missions you do, like, it feels like you're building everything out, which is quite fun.
That's cool. I quite like that. Yeah. Yeah. For something that's like really silly on the surface, that's actually like quite a cool mechanic, isn't it?
And it has no qualms with allowing you to just break the game. It encourages it. There's a pair of shoes on it called stilts, and if you hold R1, it just starts extending you. They just go up and up and up and up.
Right.
It doesn't.
What, just forever?
And I've patiently waited holding R1 for quite some time, and it never stopped me from getting any higher. To
what?
The point where I was like basically out of the atmosphere.
Well, like out of bounds. Like,
well, I'm bored now.
That's hilarious.
And then it lets you walk like around the map, and you can't even really see the map anymore, so you're just getting stuck on stuff. And if you fall over, it immediately plummets you back to earth.
That's hilarious.
You can just get a jetpack and like just go.
That's insane. It's insane. It's such a weird game, isn't it?
What do you do? Do you just literally, is your main sort of like, are you just traversing the map, like running around? Is it?
It's basically lots of little missions, but it appears, so you have to do lots of missions around the map, and then they unlock different things in your goat castle. And the more things that you unlock in the goat castle, the more it seems to like progress the game.
Okay.
So then once you get to the last level, it opens this door that's got like loads of chains on it. So basically that's what I'm doing. It's just going around and getting enough like points to unlock all the chains on the door. And I don't know what it's going to do at that point.
That's the end game.
Yeah, because it wasn't Goat Simulator. It was sort of like the first in, like one of the first, like sort of simulator style games where they sort of took, like made it a bit like crazy and wacky. Do you know what I mean?
It's nonsense. And it's nothing to do with goats or simulation.
No,
you got like a, I've seen like it, some other ones like Bee Simulator, and like there's a load of other ones but now.
That's like less. This is just nonsense.
Yeah,
Jet washer.
But also, I won't have a bad word said about power wash simulator. It's fucking fantastic,
cathartic.
But they're like, you're still doing that in the game. Goat simulator, you spend no time doing what a goat does.
Being a goat, yeah. Well, you are a goat, but you're not doing goat things.
No, I don't want to be, because I unlocked a skin that makes me a giraffe.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So it's not even Goat Simulator anymore. No. Yeah, I mean, I guess they've just kind of lent
into
that.
I'm pretty sure it's called Tall Goat, though, the skin. Yeah.
Brilliant. Tall, yellow, and brown spotty goat.
And I found it in the sewer.
Is there actually a Pennywise reference in there?
Yeah, but it's called that.
Brilliant.
Talking of it, you guys should watch Welcome to Derry, mate.
Oh, I've seen the first episode. I thought it was all right. I haven't watched the others yet, but I will do. It's, do you reckon anyone would ever make a It video game? Is there like, you could do like a choice based one? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like a narrative driven Telltale kind of like horror.
Yeah, I guess you could.
I'd rather one where you play as the clown, as Pennywise, and you've just got to run around causing havoc.
Well, I didn't know what it was, but apparently it's like an alien entity that like crashed to Earth.
No, it's proper Lovecraftian, mate. I wasn't aware.
It's fucking sick. Apparently, what the actual thing is, it's like a cosmic force, and it's seen as just like a light in like some void, and it's just what the fuck?
The deadlights, mate.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's fucked, isn't it? It's like way more in depth than just like kill a clown from outer space, isn't it?
Tim Curry.
Oh, still the scariest. Still the fucking scariest. So has anyone else been playing anything other than Battlefield and Ball Pit, and or are we pretty much on the same
stuff?
I think we're all on the sort of same wavelength with that one.
Yeah, fair. I mean, it's good, isn't it? Battlefield is, we're still absolutely seshing it. I did have a little go on Ball Pit last night.
I thought you said Battlefield is yum.
Battlefield is yum. Nah. That's like icky. Battlefield's yummy, isn't it?
Battlefield is yum.
Oh, that little savage review. Imagine doing that little review on YouTube.
So yum.
Battlefield 6.
Yum.
Yum.
How many yums is Battlefield 6? Fucking awful. Absolutely awful. Guys, put me right off now. What comes after this? News, it isn't
it? News.
GTA 6 delayed again. No way. No way!
I'm pretty sure we Who'd said it on the thought, podcast.
That's a shock, isn't it?
We said it last time, didn't we?
Do you know what? I just can't. I can't do this anymore. These delays are just too bloody much. I can't believe it got delayed again.
I don't think we should have release dates anymore. Just say the game's coming out.
Yeah, they're working on it. It'll be done when it's done,
and one day it just comes out.
Yeah, they don't even need to advertise at this point. Like, Rockstar are like that sort of established and high in
it
the industry.
It doesn't need any hype, does it? No. It doesn't need any hype. Do you know what the best like big AAA company have ever done? It was Bethesda when they announced Fallout 4 and just said, it's out in 6 months. And no one knew they were developing it. Mm. They just went, it's out in September.
I love that
stuff. And then it came out. And even though Fallout's not very good, it's still,
I mean,
Coming from somebody like Zelda.
Yeah, overrated. Overrated.
I mean, they've sort of did that recently as well with Oblivion, the Oblivion remaster. They literally, like, they showed it and then they're like, it's out today.
Shadow
it's out it. After this. Yeah, literally. Yeah. I think shadow drops are so cool. I think more companies need to do it. But
yeah, I agree.
Get it. Like, some companies need to advertise because otherwise it could probably be pretty disastrous.
It begs
the question, like, is to a company like Rockstar, is the release date of a game more of a, like, internal benchmark than it is, like, a publicity announcement?
Like, yeah, I think it is. For a company like Rockstar,
yeah,
I would say so, yeah, because they're one of, like, I don't know, maybe... I don't even know. Maybe they're the only developer that could get away with just being like, yeah, the game's out in like 3 months. They don't need to build any traction for this game. Do you know what I mean? They don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Like, they're probably the only developer that actually doesn't need to do any sort of fucking marketing for their game. They could just be like, it's out tomorrow, and people would spend the last fucking week's food shopping on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they know over the lifetime of that game, they're going to make so much money, like an obscene amount of money. I mean, GTA 5 is still making an insane amount of money, and that's crazy. That how old's that game now?
13 years, mate. 13 years old, yeah.
Oh my God.
So I just find it quite funny now. Like, obviously, we're all, you know, mid-30s and don't, you know, it's disappointing when delays come out. Well, it's true, isn't it?
Mate, do you know how much money GTA 5's made?
How much?
$9.54 billion.
Yeah, it's like, it's ridiculous. It's like the most sold video game ever, isn't it, other than
220
Minecraft.
Million copies sold.
Yeah, oh, they don't need to market their game. They don't need to do it. Like, what's the point? Like,
they don't really even need to make another one.
No, they just give, they just do GTA 5 forever, mate. I just don't think there's... I just find it funny now. Like, it's just... It's been delayed to November the 19th next year, which was, like, close to when we were taking the piss saying it's definitely coming out in 2027. And that was, like, last year we were saying that. It's like 6 weeks away from being 2027.
I wonder why they came to this, like, decision. Like, I wonder what sort of state the game is in, or what they weren't happy with, or what they were like, no, this, we need more time to cook on this. Like, what?
Yeah. I feel like it's like done. Do you know what I mean? The game is basically done. And I think it's now just super polish, bug fix. Like, oh, we can add this in because we've got a little bit of extra fucking memory. Do you know what I mean? That we can use on the PlayStation or on the PS5 Pro. Maybe the PS5 Pro had something to do with the delays because they were like, okay, shit, that's out. Obviously, they would have known about that like years before anyone else, but I don't know. Maybe it's just polishing and
PS6 and release? Waiting
honestly,
for a
though,
PS?
Honestly, though, yeah, it could be.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that extra power. Like, this. Yeah. I feel like this game is going to need quite a substantial amount of power for it to run, like, nicely.
Yeah. Well, the mental thing is they probably started developing it, like, I don't know, like, towards the end of the PS4, right? Because Red Dead 2 came out 2018, I think.
They would have had separate teams, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So they would have been working on GTA, and then it's like, you get your PS5 dev kits, start working on it, and then they're probably getting their PS6 dev kits next year. Do you know what I mean? To start working on the next game. It's like, yeah, it's funny. I just, people kicking off on Reddit, like, there's a whole Reddit thread for just the delay discussion, and there's so many people on there just being like, oh, I thought it was just fake. Oh, they've taken enough time. They've had 7 years. Someone was like, oh, I was 12 when GTA 5 came out, and now I've got all these adult problems, and this is just another one. I was like, mate, you're 25. Don't worry about it.
I saw like
you're
a
not an adult.
Also, don't put, you, it speaks volumes that you're putting that in the same bucket as adult problems.
Yeah, I know.
This is the irony of one of them. You don't have adult problems then, mate.
That was the irony. I was like, mate, 25.
Saw like a little meme earlier on today, and it was just like, it was like, you know, when Homelander's like all freaking out and it's just like got the missus pregnant just in time for like the duty.
Like the paternity leave.
It's so good, isn't it?
This was my favourite one. It was, in the time between GTA 5 and 6's release, I've met my girlfriend, finished my A-levels, got my driver's licence, bought my first car, worked 3 jobs, left teenhood and became an adult, proposed to my girlfriend, settled into my career, married my fiancé, had 2 children and turned 30. It's like, that's how time works. That is how multiple years work in like in summary.
What a basic bitch life.
Yeah, I know. Well done. You've done like 90% of what everyone else does. Then that last one, traditional job 4371, said, "What a joke. I've lost interest now. Forget it."
Yeah, he's not gonna play it.
So it's just written off like the past 7, and then just like a little bit longer, he's like, "Nah, forget it, never playing it."
Forget it, mate. He's not buying it, mate. Have you lost interest? Are you gonna boycott it? Are you? Of course you're fucking not. Don't lie.
No. Was that on Reddit?
That was on Reddit. Yeah.
Save that person's account name, and after GTA 6 has been out for a bit, just drop them a random message going.
But like, you got the platinum on GTA 6? Hypocrite.
you played it yet, mate?
Yeah. Absolute fucking hypocrite. Absolute heathen. Right. What the fuck is friend slop? Don't anyone want to tell me that?
I can give you the AI Adam? Download.
I have no idea, mate. I'm in the dark on this one.
Friend slop is a colloquial term for a genre of cheap, often indie multiplayer games that are primarily designed for chaotic, emergent gameplay with friends. The slop part of the term is tongue-in-cheek and nods to the game's low budget or unpolished feel, but the core appeal is shared, memorable experiences they create, not the high-quality, polished product. Okay?
That is just...
That is fucking...
That's awful.
What?
So there are... And it is so bad that, like, there's games that are already... The examples it gives you here already don't line up with it. Because the idea of friend slop, right, is... you know, things like Lethal Company and those sorts of games.
Yeah. Among Us, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a chicken horse. Would that
that probably qualifies.
Indie developed cult
games. Wacky, simple games, right? Right.
Mm.
In the examples here, it says... Lethal Company... Overcooked and Helldivers 2.
Wild.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
That is unreal.
Slop, apparently, that game. Helldivers
2. I feel like that's just because Helldivers 2 has ragdoll physics.
Yeah, but
I feel like that's the only. What do you mean?
They're like, we're playing Fall Guys with guns.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's the most fucking stupid thing I've ever heard. Friend slop. It's just a co-op game.
So who's created this fucking buzz
this
term?
This is it.
Where does it come from?
Like,
I've got the origin. I've got the origin, and this is the thing. Like, I don't think it's the people who originally created this, it's not their fault that it's become a genre, because this term originated from online communities, in particular one viral tweet that was initially a joke. This has then been taken and developed into a genre. I just feel like at the moment there is like such a desire to create new genres, and I honestly think From Software have got something to answer for here. And you know, I bloody love them. You know, I bloody love them. But the Souls-like has started that, and like Roguelite, I suppose. What came first, Roguelite or Souls-like?
Ooh,
no idea.
I actually don't know. Again, though, did like Miyazaki didn't come up with that term?
No.
No way would he have.
Is it Steam's fault? Who's making genres?
Yeah, I mean,
who makes genres?
You go onto Steam right now and you go have a look at, like, where is it? Like,
genres, categories.
Genres, and then, like, the tags.
Friendslop in there. Go have a look. Have a look for Friendslop in there. Are you on it now?
I've looked. I can't see Friendslop in there. Maybe it's not made the.
Is it not in Steam yet?
Maybe it's not made the cut yet.
Add it in.
There's a lot in there though.
You're like categories. Like there is so many. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but there's stuff like utilities. What is utilities? What does that even mean? Like. Robots, that's not a genre. I don't know. It doesn't actually say genre, but it does
You've got like genres and themes. So some are genres and then like others are just like, yeah, you're just putting words in.
Yeah. It's just like epic destruction.
You can't blame Steam here then because they not at any point have said these are genres. They actually call them tags.
Tags.
So it's like they're immune from, you know... Who's making genres? Who's in charge of that?
I don't know.
Choices matter.
Choices matter. That's the genre.
Choices matter. Oh, yeah. The new style of game, Choices Matter.
Choices Matter, first-person shooter. Yeah. Sort of like cross between a Choices Matter and a first-person shooter. Yeah, it's well good.
There's just one that's called Memes.
How is this?
Shall I have a look? What games are in Memes? VR chat's in Memes, apparently.
Brilliant. What's hidden object?
Yeah, I'm literally just hovering over that.
What's
Dogs. Dog.
Call of Duty Ghost is in dogs.
I'm down with that though.
Score attack.
Just anything Clicker. You get. Anything you get points in then. This score attack. who's filtering these? Who's going onto Steam Store and being like, do you know what I'm really in the mood for? A fucking score attack utility first person shooter with a little bit of story rich exploration. Why? Yeah. Who's doing that?
/ replay value.
Too many.
Warhammer 40K's got its own tag.
What's that?
Has it?
Yeah. And what? Games Workshop's got one, so you know.
How many of these do we need, mate? Do we need this many? Is it hurting anyone? I feel like
I don't think it's hurting anyone. I think it's annoying me.
Is this just an episode about us getting annoyed at like
old people gaming, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is just a bit fucking weird, isn't it? It's like, who's coming up with these? Who's allowing these to be?
And like, right, okay.
I think in particular, Friendslop is annoying to me though because of the word slop, even though I know it's
It's jovial,
it's tongue in cheek. It's just like when I don't know what we're doing. Like, when is a genre just going to be a joke in itself? Is that going to be all right?
Yeah, like,
do you know what I mean?
Isn't like shovelware has always been a thing? Do you know what I mean? Like, My Name Is Mayo is like shovelware. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's but that's like that makes sense because it just puts it in this kind of broad genre that you can bundle in a load of these kind of like fucking cheap £1 games that you just get a easy platinum on or whatever. But when it's like indie developers that have, you know, worked on a fucking game that A is doing probably really well, like Lethal Company. Yeah, they don't have a massive budget, mate. They made it in their fucking shed on their computers and in their fucking shed, mate. Sorry, it's not
made
The Last of Us Part 2. Yeah. Oh, it's slop, mate, because they because it doesn't look as and play as well as fucking The Last of Us.
Best friend slop of the award goes to imagine that. Best, like,
best friend is slop like game
nomination for friend slop.
Jeff Keighley. Like,
oh god, it's
now
just
we have
a bit
the
of a kick into
best friend slop category. This goes to don't even know. Fuck it, throw it away. Just do what I did last year.
Yeah, it's just a bit of a kick in the teeth to all the developers. Like, really?
Yeah, like I get it. It's like you said, Con. It's like tongue in cheek, isn't it? But it's like, come on, let's put a bit of respect on these developers' names. Like, I can't believe Helldivers was in that example, mate.
I know that's
really
what I mean. Like,
it's like Sony published.
You've already blurred the lines between like what the actual
thing is. And like this is like what we were saying the other day, like how many people actually know what the difference between a roguelite and a roguelike are?
I don't. Adam does.
Exactly.
Can you enlighten me?
I only knew what it was because I saw a YouTube video on it. And so we're three people that are, I would say, slightly more into gaming than the average person.
Yeah.
And we don't, and two out of three of us don't know.
Yeah. Can you tell me, Adam?
So a roguelike is generally, what's the best way to put it? So say, for instance, you like Super Meat Boy. That is a roguelike. Generally, you're doing a run of a game, and like when you die, like progression made within that run, that's like it's just one time. If you die, like you start over again. There's no progression. You have to start from the beginning.
But you do have like level checkpoints in Super Meat Boy.
I guess so.
What about like Dead Cells or something like that? Like Dead Cells?
No, that is a roguelite because there is progression, like with stats and...
Well, like that carry over after runners.
So what we're playing at the moment, Bull Pit. That's a roguelite.
Okay.
Because they're like... You gain like stats and stuff, and you're progressing. And so then, when you have another run, you are slowly getting more powerful.
Right. Okay. And roguelikes don't have that. They just start. They reset basically.
Yeah, they reset. It's essentially like an old arcade game. Like,
right.
You put your quarter in.
Yeah,
like,
and you go for
something. If you run out of life, you're dead, and that's the end of it. You start from the beginning with no progression, back to square one.
Right, okay, got you. Okay, well, I'm glad you cleared that up, mate. Thank you, because I never knew that.
So, I've got the AI breakdown here as well.
Ooh.
The main difference is that roguelikes stick to the original rogue game formula, featuring turn-based gameplay, grid movement, and a focus on permadeath, where all progress is lost between runs. So it actually has to be a turn-based grid game.
So you were like half right there, though, Adam. Like with the progression thing.
Yeah.
Like
in contrast, roguelites are more forgiving, incorporating elements like permanent upgrades, meta progression, and real-time action gameplay that allows for carryover progress between runs.
Right. Okay. I just always thought they were the same thing. I thought they were the same thing, and people just called
it wrong.
Yeah. But someone said it wrong once, and it stuck.
And then there was just two.
And then, or it's like friend slop. Someone tweeted it, and then it became a subgenre of an existing subgenre. Well, I'm glad we cleared that one up, boys. So I thought, should we make our own? Should we make our own subgenres? Did anyone get a chance to do this? I made one.
I've got one. It's pretty on the nose.
All right. Did you mash them two together, or did you just create your own one?
No, I just took an element of a game that is in a lot of
games.
Not necessarily just different games, but a similar genre of games, but like a certain thing that's in that genre of games.
Okay.
That isn't currently grouped, or that I can find anywhere that is currently grouped. So then it becomes like a subset of that genre of game.
Okay. Go on then.
So it's hub-likes.
Hub-likes. What's that?
It's multiplayer games that have that aren't MMOs but have a social hub element.
Right, okay.
That's just like Habbo Hotel
or something like that. Here's some examples.
It's already been done.
Here's some examples of it. We'll call upon them. Helldivers 2, right? You have that ship area where you do all the upgrades, you're kicking about with your mates, but you're not actually playing the game. Destiny 2, you have that home area, you're kicking about
The social area.
Yeah. That social hub area. Monster Hunter has one, Call of Duty World War 2 had it, Deep Rock Galactic, those sorts of games, they're hub-likes.
It's an augmented reality version of a Discord chat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're games that also have a social hub within the game.
Okay. All right. Okay. I like it. I mean, I wouldn't buy one, I don't think. I wouldn't buy one.
But you don't have to.
Don't have to. It's not a real genre.
You've already bought them. You bought Helldivers.
Destiny. To be fair, yeah, I'm always just chilling out on Fist of Family Values.
You're my target audience, mate.
To be fair, yeah, you've done me there. I've got all those games. I've literally played all of them. Adam, did you mash one together?
I literally genuinely couldn't think of one.
Mate.
I just could not think of one. I didn't, like, I only knew we were doing this pod, like,
oh my god, yeah. Well, it was like this morning we decided on it.
Yeah, like, I was trying to think, I was like, no, that... I haven't got anything. And I thought that maybe we'd all think of one together on the fly, but it's cool.
Well,
show me up, boys.
Well, that's fine. How about...
Well, luckily for you, mine was a social one, so you can have...
Well, yeah, we can all jump in that, in the hub, like. What's it called? What's the game called?
No, it's hub not world. A game. It's
a genre of games. What's the game that pioneers the hub?
Yeah,
game
what pioneers it?
Yeah.
Hub I suppose world. It's like MMOs, isn't it?
No, but like we've got to have a title for our game that we're going to make.
Got to make a game that pioneers that genre. Well, it can be anything. Yeah. You've just got to stick a social bit in it.
Hubworld Social.
Hubworld. It's a game where basically you have your own hub world.
It's a world of hubs.
And you can go and visit
you
your
create
friends
and visit
hubs.
Other people's. Yeah, it's Animal Crossing. It's Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing is a hub-like.
Yeah, hub-like.
House of Hub.
House of Hub. Hub House. Like Fun House, but
we did
hub like.
Like a dance game spin off, Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba. Right, here you are. Have a bit of this then.
Well,
all right.
I've made one. I didn't make it. I fucking put it through Gemini.
Oh, did you?
See what AI can do.
But it did come out with an absolute belter, though. Right, here we go. So my prompt was basically make a made-up new video game genre, subgenre. And it came up with a tactical terramorphing is the genre. Mm. Is a demanding subgenre of real-time tactics and tower defense where the primary resource and defense mechanism is the manipulation of the physical landscape itself. This sounds sick. Instead of building static structures, players must constantly and dynamically reshape the terrain in real time to channel, slow, or eliminate enemy threats. Ready? Key gameplay mechanics. Dynamic voxel terrain. The game world is fully destructible and reconstructable down to a granular level. Terrain has physical properties, i.e. density liquid, hydrodynamics and erosion. Water and other liquids, lava / toxic sludge, are critical. Players can build dams, dig trenches to create flash floods, or use heat to solidify liquid obstacles. Improper channeling can result in your own defences being washed away. Kinetic pushing and pulling. Specialised engineer units are used to create forces that instantly raise mountains, carve chasms and bore tunnels. Example, creating a sheer cliff face to force enemy units into a tight kill zone or raising a temporary earthen wall to block line of sight from enemy artillery. I was like, this sounds fucking brilliant.
This is a subgenre. This is a game.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. Like, this
like, can
actually
you
sounds
do
sick.
Some sort of that stuff. Like, in, do you remember Black and White?
Yeah. That was the exact game I was thinking of when I was reading.
Yeah,
it.
You could sort of do things.
You
not
couldn't
quite
like,
to that extent.
Yeah, you couldn't like manipulate the entire map, I don't think. But there were areas where you could, yeah, you could fuck about with the terrain and things like
that.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was fucking, I thought it was great. What was it called?
Not bad for AI.
Tactical terramorphing. I mean, that is, if we're going to make a game,
that's it.
In the Reflect Studios, we're going to make a tower defense game, a tactical, a bit like Advance Wars, I reckon. But instead of like, you know, the main focus on being just blowing shit up, it's like,
what's it called? Attack on Terror.
Attack on Terror. Territon. Attack on Territon. There we go.
Attack on Terror. Yeah.
Sorted.
Terrible time at Territon.
Terrible time at Territon.
Terrible time at Territon. Terrortown. There we go. A terrible time at Terrortown.
Yeah.
There we go. We got it. Absolutely smashed it. I don't know. What do you reckon about that? Would you play a game like that? That sounds like kind of up my street, man.
Yeah, it's right up your street.
Yeah.
I definitely think that AI is molded to your personality.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, actually.
Definitely checking out your algorithm.
It was like a one sentence prompt as well. And it's definitely.
I know what he wants to hear.
It's like, I got you.
I know what my Josh wants.
He wants to play Command and Conquer again, doesn't he? Yeah, I thought it was funny. Oh, it was great. Anything else on subgenres?
I don't know when it stops. I think that's why it annoys me. Like the whole point of having the genres is to like break things down into something that you can use to find things that you like of the same type, right?
Mm. Yeah.
That becomes negated when you have 10 million genres. Because at that point, Absolutely. They might as well, like, it's redundant, right? So that's why it annoys me. I don't know. I get you. I don't care that much, but it's just like, when does it stop? Let's have a bit of a forethought and think about what we're doing, right?
Let's not just
end up in like 10 years time going, there's fucking 30 million genres for video games. Well, how did we get here?
Have you played that new Friend Slop Hub like that's come out? It's also got a touch of tactical terror morph into it as well. It's well weird. Right, well said. Let's have a guessy game then, shall we?
Let's do it. Play dead music. Cool. So, last time we played this, it was just you on your own, Josh, taking that sweet victory.
Taking that sweet dub, mate. Still doesn't count. Counts in my book, mate. Counts in my book. I felt pretty good after it.
You weren't here. You forfeited the victory.
That's from the games master himself as well. That's straight like from that. The horse's mouth.
No
that is.
Way.
But Josh got a respectable 19.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I will let you in on a little secret, but there was a curve, but we had our first ever mobile game.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still got 19.
Nice.
But yeah, so we're going to kick it off this week. You know the rules. You get 10 clues. The sooner you guess them, the more points you get. There's 3 games in total. The games get harder as we go along. Are you ready for game number one, clue number one?
Let's do it.
Clue number one is action role-playing game.
Elden Ring.
Incorrect.
Dark Souls 3.
Incorrect. Clue number two, multiplayer.
Elden Ring Night Rain.
Good guess. Not correct.
Diablo 4.
Incorrect. Clue number three, released to generally mixed reviews.
Ooh.
Action role-playing game, multiplayer, released to generally mixed reviews.
The Division.
Incorrect.
Borderlands 4.
Incorrect. Either first or third person perspective.
The Elder Scrolls Online.
Incorrect.
Oh, fuck.
It's a fantastic guess.
Oh, I know what it is.
Either third or first?
Yeah.
Fallout 76.
That is correct.
I knew it was that as soon as I said.
I was just thinking, I was just like, it can't be.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I knew it was that as well.
That's right. Fallout 76. The following clues were, that's 7 points, Adam, on the board, by the way.
Fucking robbery.
The following clues
were, fucking robbery.
Absence of human non-playable characters. Because if you remember, that was a big complaint about it when it came out.
Mm.
Mutated animals, Mothman, Pip-Boy, Vault 76, and Fallout.
I love the last two clues are always the best thing about it. They just, it goes like from so hard to so easy, like immediately.
Okay, game number two, clue number one.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm fucking fuming about that. That's just an absolute robbery.
As soon as you said Elder Scrolls, I was like, he's definitely going to get it.
I know.
Yeah, you get it away. I was just like,
Put the idea in his head.
Wow.
Okay, clue number one. Episodic adventure game.
Go on, you have a guess first, mate. I'll see your tactics. Just gets it right straight away.
It's just first time there.
Episodic adventure game.
Episodic adventure game.
The Walking Dead.
Incorrect.
Tales. No, not Tales from the Borderlands. Fucking Tales of Monkey Island.
Incorrect. Clue number two. Series of mysterious murders.
The Wolf Among Us.
Correct.
Get in.
It's game on. He's got it on clue number two.
Is that?
Get in.
How is that episodic?
It is.
Yeah, six, wasn't it? Is it six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolf Among Us. I swear there's only one game.
Yeah, but it came out in six
episodes,
parts,
aren't they?
Oh, God. It's been so long since I played it. Fair play.
Episode nine. Straight back into the lead. Mate, that rage. You got to use that rage. That worked.
The rage.
Your next clues were dialogue trees, quick time events, 1986, Bufkin the Winged Monkey, Mr. Toad.
Mr. Toad.
Clue number eight was Bigby Wolf. Clue number nine was Telltale. And clue number 10 was Wolf Among Us.
And it's literally the game name.
That brings us to game three. It's all to play for because, Josh, you have 9 points. Adam, you have seven. Going in at the end, onto the wire. clue number one is turn-based strategy video game.
Oh.
Turn-based strategy. So many to choose from, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few, yeah. Probably get a few subgenres for that.
Yeah. yeah.
40K Mechanicus.
Incorrect. Great
40K
game.
40K Mechanicus.
It's a great game.
What was it? Turn-based
strategy video game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a turn-based.
Turn-based strategy. Fire Emblem.
Incorrect. Clue number two, grid-based tactical system.
XCOM 2.
Incorrect. Oh, love to hear that, though.
Just thought, because you're doing it.
Yeah, best game ever.
Grid-based
tactical system.
Front Mission.
Incorrect. Clue number three, giant mechs versus giant aliens.
Giant mechs versus giant aliens. I feel like this is more Adam's wheelhouse than mine. I reckon he's going to pinch it. Giant mechs versus giant aliens.
Turn-based, grid-based, giant mechs, giant aliens.
Into the Breach.
He has absolutely pulled it out the bag.
Oh, no. I was literally just about to say that.
Pulled it out of the bag. No. It is into the Breach. That's Josh for eight.
Finally. It's only taken me about a year.
Brings you up to a
well
sweet
done, mate.
17. Your next clues would have been generated procedurally in a roguelike manner. The Vec. Best reviewed PC game for 2018, Metacritic.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a great game.
It's a good game. It's the first Switch game ever, Brad.
Following FTL, Subset Games, Into, and The Breach.
That's lovely.
Oh, 17 for Josh. And there's no dispute in that one, surely, Adam.
No.
Can't.
No disputing.
I can't believe you just pulled Into The Breach out there. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's in there. It's in the back of my head. It's just, yeah.
Quick little Google search, was it?
A quick little...
He's got Gemini. He's made Gemini.
Yeah. I'm like, are you listening to this? Yeah. Gemini, come on, Gemini, quicker, Gemini. Quick, hurry up. They're looking at me. Oh, I'll tell you what, mate, if I'd have fucking just flipped a coin on Fallout and fucking Elder Scrolls Online, could have been a clean sweep. But nah, it was close. It was good though. I like that. It was a good one. Some good games in there.
Close.
Lovely stuff. I forgot I've got to just carry on now. I was so happy that I actually got a fucking win. I just thought, just stop recording. Nah, I love it. As always, the Guessy Guessy Game never fails to disappoint. Con, what you got out this week?
It is another Funny Clips from Random Games video featuring a lot of us. There's got some more Sea of Thieves in there. It's got some Pro Soccer Online. There's some 7 Days, a little bit of Rocket League, a bit of Elden Ring. It's got a little bit of everything.
Oh, what selection.
Variety, mate. The absolute variety. How's the Battlefield edit going?
It's finished.
Oh. Looking forward to that one.
There's some good bits.
Oh, can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. Nice. That's on Loot the Truth this weekend, yeah?
Yep.
Loot the Truth, baby. Socials, heytherereflect@gmail.com. If you want to send us an email, heytherereflect on Instagram and Blue Sky. That'll do us, boys. That's good. We put the world of subgenres to rights. Yep. And created a brand new, well, AI created a brand new one, but we're just going to steal it and make our own game. So, fuck that. Right. That'll do us. Thanks for listening, everyone. And thanks for joining Con and Adam. And we'll see you all in episode 88.
See you later.
Be safe, friend. Don't you dare go hollow.